Welcome back to America Weekend. I'm Valerie Smaldone, and you may be thinking, maybe right about now as you're listening to the radio, you would like to have a better relationship with someone at work, maybe at home, or anywhere in your life. Sophia Milan is a relationship expert, author, speaker, and consultant, and has engaged thousands of fans on Facebook with her insights and discussions about relationships. Sophia, welcome to America Weekend.
Thank you, Valerie.
First of all, tell me a little bit about you, Sophia, and why you are considered a relationship expert. How did you get to this place in life?
Well, like many of us, I've had a lot of relationships, and I've certainly learned a lot over the years from my own relationships and from all of the people around me who have asked me for my advice and insights and so forth. So I find it's always interesting that you can see more clearly someone else's relationship than your own. So so through a lot of self-study and work with others, I've come to this place now to be with you.
And so with that expertise as a relationship expert, what do you consider to be maybe one of the most detrimental thing that people do in relationships that don't move it forward?
Well, the first thing is that they don't consider themselves the very important person that they are. So, you know, in a lot of relationships, and especially with women, and not to generalize, but that is, it does tend to be true, our folks just don't decide to put themselves first and their own needs first. And they can get lost in the other person. And so so the first thing is to really make sure that you are taking care of yourself and you have your own needs met.
That's one of the steps in your 7-step article that you just released about 7 ways to make a relationship better. And that is always the first, I think, that makes the most sense, to make sure that you're present in the relationship, that you're number one, that you're making sure that you're being taken care of, as you mentioned. So let's go through a few of these. This is a 7-part step of how to get to a better relationship. And some of them are very intriguing. Let's go through some of them.
Absolutely. Great. In fact, the first one, you know, about making sure that you are making yourself first, I have a little story about that one. I was working with a child named Vanessa, and she's a wonderful little girl. She was 5 at the time. And what we did was we said, Vanessa, tell us, you know, why don't we list all of the things that you love and are thankful for? And she took her little crayon and she put number 1 and she wrote her own name.
Oh.
And I was just, so I hugged her and I just thought, oh my gosh, I hope for the rest of her life she continues to write number 1 Vanessa and loves herself first. So we can learn a lot from Vanessa.
Yeah, that's a unique child. I'm not sure many people would do that. So how interesting.
Yeah.
So okay, good for Vanessa. Yay, Vanessa. What else can we learn?
Well, you know, we are gearing up for the 2016 Summer Olympics now, right? So, you know, I love the Olympics, and I can only imagine that every athlete is not only training hard, but also visualizing their perfect performance and standing on that podium with the gold. And so one of the things that we can do, whether we're in a relationship now or not, is visualize that gold for us. What does love and our life look like? Right? For 10, 20 years down the road, what do we want it to look like? And how can we visualize that in a way that we can feel it, like our athletes feel the perfect performance and standing on the podium with that gold? And so if you can do that, then you train your brain to manifest exactly what you want. So a lot of folks don't have a vision for what they would like mm-hmm. their love and their life to look like. And I didn't either. One of the things that I did was I took a lesson from my beautiful blonde babysitter when I was a child named Barbie. Not even kidding about that. And she had this box of magazine clippings with words and photos in this little box. And I did the same thing. I went through all of these magazines and I pulled out all these words and photos, and it was amazing what happened. They started to create this collage that now I revisit on a regular basis. And I kid you not, pieces of this collage have certainly come true. And it helped me to, I'm a very visual person. I think over 70% of people are very visual. And so it really helped me to decide, you know, what does my love in my life look like and be able to sit there with it and feel it.
So it's sort of like a vision board, or
absolutely.
People call it a dream board or something like that, where you can visualize the goals in your life with words or photos, pictures, images.
You got it. Absolutely. Yep. And that really trains your brain.
Mm-hmm. It's a way to increase relationship fitness.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So with that in mind, that's another great tip. What else do you have on that list of seven, Sophia Milan?
So one of the things too is about how you look at the world. So over the holidays, my father said to me, you know, it never fails. I always pick the wrong line at the grocery store.
I always say that too.
Well, then this one's for you too, Valerie. I said, so I laughed and I said, Daddy, you know, if you've made up your mind that you always pick the wrong line, then you're right. And so I said, what if you start to say to yourself, I always pick the right line, even if it takes a little longer? What if you make the clerk's day because you're happy and friendly and that just totally made their day? Is that the wrong line then? And so recently he told me he never picks the wrong line anymore because he changed the way he sees the world now. He's upgraded that filter that he had that said, hey, I always pick the wrong line. And he's friendly to the clerks, right? Mm-hmm. And he's actually having a much more enjoyable experience at the grocery store. So the way that people look at the world, you know, if you feel like everybody's out to get you, then they are. Then that's all you will see, right? Mm-hmm. But if you have a positive outlook, it's amazing how doors just open for you.
So it's a complete shifting of perception and how you look at the world.
Absolutely.
And how does that play out with relationships then, Sophia? I understand the line and I understand how you can approach things on a daily basis, but is that also how we approach individuals? Tell me how that works.
That's a great question. So I have this one couple I work with, and the woman is a Virgo. Now I'm a Virgo, so I can speak from this with authority. Now, so Virgos for some reason are great at details, right? And so she looks at her husband, and he's a good-looking guy, and he's colorblind, first of all. So she does help him, you know, put together his outfits. But so she looks at him to make sure that he's okay before he walks out the door, and she will always find something wrong. Always. Mm-hmm. Because she's looking at him with the critical eye, trying to find something wrong. Okay, so she finds it. Now, if I asked her, what if you shift your perception? What if you shift the way that you look at him? Because he can feel it, because he's told me about this. She's always picking at me, etc., right? And so she starts to shift this and look at him with a loving gaze instead. And boy, the dynamic changes because he can feel that. So yeah, that filter is real in relationships too. They can, that other party, if they're in tune with you, they can feel it.
Absolutely. No, I understand that completely. And I think that's a very good point. What else do you have on this list of seven that's golden for us?
So golden, this next one is my favorite. This is the one thing I wish I had known before I got married, and the one thing I suggest everyone does, whether you're single or you've been married for 50 years. It's simple. It's so powerful that I'm currently working on another article to expand on it. So as you're waiting in line at the grocery store, okay, mm-hmm. Or sitting in traffic, and you think, you know, what I want you to think about, what is it that someone can do for me that makes me feel loved? Then as soon as you can, where it's safe, you know, write it down in a list. So I have mine on my little notes on my iPhone. So I have it with me all the time. And as things come up, I can add to the list. They're different for everyone. It's important to include no cost, simple actions, as well as complex items. So for example, so you're creating your love action list. These are the things someone can do for you. So bring me coffee in bed. Simple, quick, makes me feel loved. Whisper something spicy in my ear when we're out that makes me blush. You know, something simple could be buy me flowers, or a bigger item could be plan a weekend away together. So if you're single, you can still buy yourself flowers, right? You can mm-hmm. still make yourself feel loved that way. And this is another way to train your brain to attract someone willing and capable of doing all of these things and more. So with couples, though, you know, I think no one's a mind reader. I don't know. Not too many people. right?
Right.
Not, and I'll bet, you know, your mate isn't either. And so, you know, you have to make these clear actions. And if in fact you are going to exchange this love action list and give it to your mate, I have some other tips on how you're supposed to do that. But yeah, the love action list, you know, knowing what makes you feel loved is key.
Well, all of this and more is on Sophia Milan's latest article, which you can check out on sophiamilanbooks.com. Relationship expert Sophia Milan, thank you for joining us in America Weekend. Looking forward to your next article and next relationship quiz.
Valerie, thank you so much for having me. It's been a pleasure.
I'm Valerie Smaldone. This is America Weekend on the Envision Radio Network.
Success in a Minute with George and Mary Lynn.
What's keeping you from living your dream life? Perhaps you're like Beth, one of our listeners who wants to start a business.
But she said a little voice in her head keeps reminding her of all the things that she doesn't know. She's stuck and wondered what she should do.
First, rebut your inner critic. When that little voice brings up what you don't know, remind yourself what you do know. Be your own best friend.
Second, accept your limitations. You don't have to know everything to get started. In fact, you won't. Instead, focus on finding people who shore up areas where you aren't so strong.
Third, do something. Action gets your mind off whether to do it and on to how to make it happen. And that leads to big success.
Find big success at BIGGSuccess.com.
Have back taxes taken control of your life, your bank account, your paycheck? It's time to take back control and avoid tax liens, bank levies, garnished wages, and criminal charges. Take control today and call U.S. Tax Shield now at 800-524-6201.
Now, cheap psych tricks with Dr. Buff.
And Dr. Buff, here is the TV making you fat. Well, it's common knowledge. People eat more when they watch TV. But there's a way to watch TV and not pack on the pounds. Here's the nutritional science of it. Couch potato syndrome. People eat mindlessly in front of a TV, but here's the twist. People really stuff their face when they're watching something entertaining or funny. Why? Well, they're so caught up in what they're watching, before you know it, the entire bag of chips, well, it's history. What's the cheap psychological trick? Well, don't eat and watch TV at the same time, but that's probably too much to ask. Instead, why don't you try this as an alternative? Eat during the news or some less entertaining program. You'll be less distracted, able to monitor your eating, and you know what? You'll eat less. Got a question? Contact me at drbuff.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 888-359-MY-TV.